Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be.
No matter what you see right now, no matter what's going on in the world right now with corona and COVID and earthquakes and fires, greater is still coming. Why? Because the earth belongs to the Lord. So welcome to the Inspirational Sunday, a holistic approach to health, wealth, and wholeness. Thank you for joining us this week as we get the week started with some inspiration, motivation, music, life coaching from the Southern Me Speaks core, creating opportunities, restoring expectations. At any time, you could call in and join the conversation, joining the conversation while we're empowering one. 563-999-3411. Press 1 to talk or just listen. The sponsors of the show are Solo Me Speaks, MonstersRadio.com, Elite Sway Management, Picasso Painting, and I am Miss Unbelievable, also known as DJ Liddy Let. Welcome, like I said, to Inspirational Sunday. You know how we do it every week. We start off with our affirmations. So here we go. I am here to love myself. I am here to reestablish a relationship of gentleness and kindness with myself by all means necessary. As I do this for myself, I do this for all others. I am here to rediscover that I am born free of guilt and I am more than enough. I am worthy and completely whole. As I do this for myself, I do this for all others. I am willing to let go of who I thought I should be. I am willing to enter the adventures of who I really am. I am willing to embrace the light of self-love so that I may see my inner beauty, my original innocence, and genuine gifts. As I discover these in myself, I will discover them in all others. I am here to know the truth. I am a child of divine love, born in the image and likeness of God. As I see the divine in myself, I see the divine in others. I will not go back. I will move forward, for greater is coming. And then we're going to go into a prayer of protection, because guess what? You know, prayers do move things. So this is a prayer for our children. Father, our children are the future's leaders of our nation. Help them to concentrate on achieving their goals and aspirations. Remind them that they are children of your mighty kingdom and no force of darkness will ever harm them in your presence where they belong. And as they're doing district learning or hybrid learning, Lord, open their ears so that they can hear, open their hearts so that they can understand, and Lord, have patience for the families that are watching over them. Heavenly Father, you know our hearts and you know what's best for us. And you know how much we care for everyone. We thank you, Lord, for the lives and the souls. We thank you for the gifts. We thank you for being a parent. We thank you for being a human. In the name of Yeshua, God, I ask for your protection and guidance over all the children, over the neighborhoods, over families. Keep them safe and healthy. May they grow in your wisdom and your mighty hands. Defend against the enemy. Show how truly you love us without selfishness or fear. May your Holy Spirit free us, heal us, and bless us. May your grace touch our hearts so God becomes known to them as Lord. I wait for you, O Lord. I trust in your promises, and I pray for everyone in Jesus' name. Lord, this is Kurt Franklin, just for me. It's all about inspiration. It's all about motivation. It's all about inspiring to be healthy, wealthy, and whole. Welcome to Inspirational Sunday with Miss Unbelievable, DJ Liddy Let. Be blessed. We're just getting started with these nuggets. Come on, let's go.
Myself, I do.
Inspirational Sunday. He's working it out just for us. No matter what it seems like. I want to motivate you today to keep going. Don't get caught up in what you see. He's working it out separately just for us. So live your passion. In life, there are things we just absolutely love to do. What is that for you? For me, it's painting, life coaching, cooking, being a mom, being a friend, working with kids, working with all. These things are naturally drawn for me. Those things that you love to do are naturally drawn to you. There are activities we just lose ourselves in. When you're getting in the flow, hours and hours go by, and you look up like, oh my God, where did the time go? When you say that, you've reached one of your passions. And guess what? Passions, it's just not one thing. It could be several things. You just got to tap in and not be afraid. There are things we're passionate about that inspires us, motivates us, encourages us, or gets us all riled up, and we can't stop, and we don't want to stop, and we just keep going and going and going and going and going. These are the things we're passionate about that inspires us. In a search for your purpose, an important place to look are at different things that have different meanings to you. The good news is it's your passion. And it's that inner nudge that you have going on inside you that says, this is it. Well, sometimes we get bogged down by, like I said before, the buts, the excuses, and our common limited beliefs. But remember, living in your passion, you got to sometimes wonder when you was a child, and you used to sit back and you used to dream and you say, I want to be? Or as an adult, and you went into school and you got all these trades and you got all this education, but even through all that, there's that one thing that you keep going back to that you're drawn to do. And then your gifts, it just automatically seems very natural to you, and you value it, and you're committed to it, and you glean power and insight, and you're interested, and it reflects who you are, and inspires you, and inspires others, and it develops things inside you, and it influences you to believe that you can do all that you can do, and your natural talents, they're realistic, and that your hands, they automatically just go to it, and it's just a free-flowing feeling. And it's a time when you love yourself and you're looking and you're like, I am inspired to do that. What can I do next? And then you feel most alive when you do it and are passionate about life. You are doing what you are made to do, what you're made for. When you do something that comes naturally to you, a talent, you are fully expressing yourself. You're examining your talents and other qualities you have to offer and shed light on what aspects of yourself you can do the most good with, which also happens to be your gifts and your purpose in life. So these are things, it brings humor to you. It's comforting. You're determined that you're going to do it. You feel very intelligent when you're doing it. You're real gentle. And you're kind and you're compassionate and you're flexible and it's entertaining and you have knowledge about it and it's practical. You're open about it. It makes you feel strong. It makes you feel energetic. It calms you down when your anxiety is high. It becomes adventurous. It becomes insightful. Ooh, you do so many spontaneous things. You get quick thinking. It's original, it's authentic. All you want to do is get up and do it. It often unlocks the person inside of you. It unlocks your passion, it unlocks your purpose, and it allows you to remember, this is what I was put on this earth to do. Dream and go far with it. You are the only one that stops you from moving. You are the only one that stops your passion from going. Sometimes your passions are things that boil your blood. Like you're like, oh my God, they tug at your heartstrings because you care about them. You love them. You're like, I got to do it. I got to do it. I got to do it. And then you want to perfect it. And then you want to not fail. And then you want, then sometimes you get scared. And then you just, nope, 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 nope. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to push myself because based on your values and ideas about life, you end up wanting to want the world to be better and you to be better. That's why I said get up, affirm yourself every day so that that affirmation can erase all the fear that you may have. Tuning into your greater values and unleashing your passion, you're going to be unstoppable. But guess what? It comes with a commitment. You got to be committed to do it. You got to be committed to see it all the way through. The state of quality of being dedicated to that cause, you got to be committed. You got to pledge to yourself that I will do it. You will improve the conditions at any cost. You will engage at any cost. And a financial obligation, you will trust that you will have it and it will come. And once again, you don't let that commitment turn into a burden. It means you are fully committed and entirely you lack no inadequacies. Your truth to it is saying, I am truly committed to this. I'm going to stay committed to yourself. So what do? You set goals. You set routines. You stay inspired. You look at the big picture, as long as the small picture, and you work and make those miles to yourself. Don't get burned out. If that one passion is not going nowhere, like I said, there's several passions and gifts and talents inside you, you pick up another one, but you don't forget about the other one. You stay the course. You stay the course. Why? Because it keeps you to that pledge, and you see the outcomes, whether they're big or small. There's outcomes, whether you get up and do it in a small portion or a big portion. Remember, it's outcome. It's the depth of your faith, and it manifests in both your attitude and behavior. So once again, like I said, you stay positive. You stay inspired. You stay motivated. You stay affirmed. How do you do that? Everyday affirmations. And then you ask yourself this very question over and over. When you think about it, ask yourself, if this is for me, why not me? Why not me? To everything that goes on, because there's going to be some rain, there's going to be some disappointments, there's going to be some hurt, there's going to be some drawback, but stay the course. Here's Tasha Kyle's Why Not Me, and it'll give you a little bit more insight of what I'm talking about.
When I look in the mirror, I see a girl, beautifully broken, perfectly flawed. I don't even know how I made it this far. And I'm asking myself questions like, why did I do it? Why did this happen to me? Then I said, you can get through it. You just have to believe what I do now. Gotta make it all count. Me, I'm the perfect person to go through this storm. It won't break me, it won't kill me. I'll move on, and then I'll come out even better than before. And I'll never see this place anymore, 'cause my faith is getting stronger every day. I'm removing everything that's in my way, and the fact that I survived another day makes me say, why not me? Why not me? Why? One day I'm up, the next I'm down. Problems coming faster than I can count. Who can I run? To go through this storm, it won't break me, it won't kill me. I'll move on, then I'll come out even better than before, and I'll never see this place anymore. 'Cause my faith is getting stronger every day. I'm removing everything that's in my way, and the fact that I survived another day. I'm giving my
Yes, so that is encouraging. Why not me? All right, y'all. So just know we have Monsters Monday, Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wet Wednesday, Karma Cafe for Thursday, and Friday Night Live. This is just the beginning of the week. How we affirm, we lift, we motivate, we encourage. And hopefully you have been encouraged today by what we talked about, and that is live your passion. Live your passion. Do exactly what you love to do. And I want you to start it today. No more procrastinating. No more putting it off. No more saying, I can't do it. I won't do it. No more buts and no more excuses. All right, y'all. This was Inspirational Sunday. Our nuggets, because you know we only go for 30 minutes. Next week, there'll be a survey to if I should do it an hour and if I should change the time. So let me know, because I want to make sure that it is getting out to you and you're being inspired at the right time, at the right moment. And just for you. All right, we're going to end with Tasha Cobbs Happy, because guess what? That's what you got to be. Good night, good day, y'all, and be blessed. Inspirational Sunday.
You make me happy, you make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you.